Hey, a bunch of weirdos. This is Greg here. Just a quick apology before we start the episode. I was very sick during the making of this, and I forgot to properly prepare the studio. By that, I mean I did not put the dog toys away. So for about the first 10 minutes, you can hear my dog Furley chewing on a bone in the next room. Unfortunately, that's a noise that I have learned to tune out in life, but Steve does catch on to it, and I do fix the problem. So again, apologies for that, and let's get to the show.
How do you mean that? Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people, but I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
I was actually happy to see the Patriots win.
Same.
Wow.
Because I want to see him lose in the Super Bowl.
No, that's not
so.
It.
So I think that's good. That's to me is a more exciting game.
Here's where I'm torn, because I was excited to see the Rams win because my dad's always been a Rams fan his whole life. So it shows he was diehard.
Yeah.
You know, like he means it. And I would have loved to see the Rams and the Chiefs play. You know, two young teams battle it out in the Super Bowl.
Chiefs to me were boring.
But
I got nothing.
They did. They
now.
Didn't show up, so they didn't deserve to win. But I think the Saints are the only ones that could have beat the Patriots between the Rams and the Saints.
Yeah.
So I hope the Rams can do it.
I'd like to see it.
Really,
yeah,
really
why
hope they can.
That's who I'd like to cheer for in the Super Bowl.
I'm definitely cheering for them.
Yeah, I want to cheer against the Patriots. Even though I don't really hate them that much, just because I like watching greatness. Like I like watching Tom Brady. I was talking about with Amber. I just like watching really good players.
I would absolutely not be like such a hater had they not been caught cheating twice. Like without being caught cheating, I would totally just step back and be like, "Well, you got to respect."
Yeah, are they really cheaters? I don't know, because he just is so good. Is it because
you can't deny?
You can't cheat like his.
Regardless whether it's cheating or not, you can't deny his talent.
And that's all
I'm
saying.
He's an amazing quarterback.
And I'm sure
Belichick is a beautiful mind, regardless of cheating or not.
Yeah, the cheating stuff, I don't know.
He's an amazingly smart tactician and coach, and he's smart enough to cheat and probably get away with it most of the time.
Maybe, yeah.
And who knows who else is.
Exactly. And I also like Gronkowski. I just like watching that guy.
He's fucking fun.
He's just frat boy gone wild.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so funny to watch him. So that's why I'm like, all right, cool. I don't mind watching him, even though I should absolutely hate him because they have absolutely murdered the Bills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Probably like every time. Just brutally.
Yeah. But who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
We'll get there. We'll turn it around.
Welcome, everybody. Strange People, Weird World. My name's Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart and Steve McMorrow.
Yeah. Josh, you seem sullen.
Josh seems very sullen.
Yeah. What's up?
I just didn't want to interrupt your conversation.
Oh.
It didn't stop you before. You seem sullen.
Yeah.
How's your day? How's your MLK J day?
My MLK J day is great.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You
got off work early.
Yeah, I got off work early. You know, fucking didn't really do anything out at work today, like at all. Loaded one door, and then
that was it.
Kind of just like bullshitted the half the day. So
there you go.
Yeah,
I dealt with teachers at work today because it was.
Were any of them hot?
Damn. You know, when you went to your like a server or a bartender, I just see teachers as like low tip. That's all.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't blame them. Like, definitely. Teachers should be paid more.
Well,
know,
I mean,
for
if
sure.
She's hot, I'd
for
give
sure.
her a big tip.
I mean, I don't care. I don't. I live with my girlfriend. I love her.
But you're supposed to be my wingman, Greg.
To what?
I don't know. You guys, he's married. You're, like, pretty much married.
Yeah.
I'm single as fuck.
Yeah, and you guys both left me at work by myself, so.
Well, oh, well.
Yeah. So I'm wingman and nobody.
There. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, bro.
I work with a bunch of girls again. And Mark.
That's too bad.
Love you, Mark.
Oh, Mark, yeah.
Are any of them hot?
No. They're all 19. No.
All right. Yeah.
No.
It's at that
a hard.
Just, like, I can't even. You can't
yeah,
even. Like,
that is a hard,
them.
Hard no.
Yeah.
I can ask Mark. Mark is usually better.
Yeah, go with Mark.
If you're really that concerned, why don't you just walk in?
Because then I have to, like, walk
if
in.
You're looking. If you're not swiping to the left, then you need to get out start walking into places and saying hello.
Like,
starting
hello.
Conversations, yeah.
Hey, you work here? That's cool. I don't.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Hopefully it goes better from there. Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were sick, too. Greg's over here. He doesn't feel that well.
Fuck, man. I was going to say, you can have some weed, but you're going to get me sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just hit the pipe, too. Just a little nauseous. It helps.
Wait, like, what kind of sick are you?
Like, respiratory. If you can't hear it, it's...
No, it sounds the same.
Wait, not the same as what?
Yeah. No, it sounds the same. You sound the same.
Oh, sounds the same. Good. I was going to apologize to the listeners first off if I do sound like a piece of shit. And also apologies because I had a whole, like, we're going to do another Unsolved Mysteries episode, and I did all this research. I did really good this time, and my brain is just not working right now.
Okay.
So I think we'll get to about one of them, but I do want to do the, like I talked about with you guys a little bit ahead of time, is the Super Bowl prop bets. And
Super Bowl prop bets?
Yeah, prop bets. If you're not familiar with Super Bowl prop bets, you know, Las Vegas issues them out every year. They're real bets. They're just on kind of odd, weird things. You're not betting on, like, winning and losing or scores and things like that.
Oh, what do you bet? Like, just random stuff? Like, does somebody streak?
Like, halftime show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You bet on the halftime show?
Yeah, so the categories, the only category I left out is commercials, because they were kind of dumb. It's like, will this play before this?
Oh, so we're going to make some predictions here.
We're going to make some predictions, I'm going to keep track of it, and I think we, between the three of us, we should have a loser, and,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe figure out a punishment or something.
Okay.
You know, for example... If Josh lost, he might have to go downtown wearing a sign declaring how Steve and Greg are far superior to him.
Yeah.
And, I don't like that.
We'll videotape it and put it on Instagram.
I don't like it. That might be. Like Die Hard style. Die Hard, but was it Die Hard with a Vengeance where Bruce Willis had to go?
Yeah.
And wear a sign? Yeah.
It was like something really like racist, and he had to go into like the,
I, what the did bad neighborhood. I think it's a, like, I hate niggers.
I think
is
so.
What the sign said.
Yeah.
It was, did you see that movie?
No.
Yeah, he had, like, there was somebody who, it's like the beginning of the movie where.
It's number three, yeah.
Yeah, like, somebody calls up and says there's a bomb. It's going to go off unless Bruce Willis wears that sign and, like,
yeah. So it's actually the brother of Hans Gruber who dies in the first movie.
Yeah.
He's taking revenge out on Bruce Willis.
How is that?
He has to wear this sign out in public that says that.
How did that end up in a movie? Like, that just sounds like such a weak plot point.
That's like the start of it.
Oh, it's actually a great movie.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Batman versus Superman, but it's a really good movie. There are other good things out there.
Yeah. Didn't quite have that great plot.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. All I'm saying is BVS loves niggers, and that's a way different thing.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. They don't hate them. Definitely not.
There was no one named Martha in the Die Hard movie.
Yeah, so fucking terrible movie immediately.
So no resolution could be made because nobody's mom was Martha.
Yes.
Half of you don't know what the hell we're talking about right now.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Josh's favorite movie is Batman vs. Superman.
No, it's not.
We will
not
never
true.
Let it go.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
My favorite movie is Man of Steel.
Ah.
Quite the difference.
Stop. That's not true.
No, I swear to God.
He has said that before.
Has he really?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I just tried to forget it. Anyway, we're not even going to touch it. Go on. Okay.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And, like, for the rest of you who don't know, Super Bowl prop bets, we're just going to go through them real quick and figure out a little punishment, and then we'll move on to the actual show of us kicking ass and solving mysteries of the world.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, so the first one's just a coin toss. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Steve says heads.
Yep.
Josh?
Tails.
You got a well thought out tails.
You said tails too.
I say tails as well. Okay, yes. All right, so these next bets have to do with the national anthem. I guess Gladys Knight's singing it. Little throwback there.
Okay.
Will it take her? Gladys Knight?
Yeah.
She's like a.
Is she like 70 years old? With the name Gladys?
Probably. Yeah, she's like an original diva, like, singer, you know?
Yeah, like a soul singer.
Yeah, soul singer. Yeah.
You gotta know the roots, brother.
Yeah, you know. I feel like as a musician, you would.
There's so many genres of music, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, will she spend over a minute 45 or under a minute 45 or exactly a minute 45?
Singing
the national anthem.
Black female over a minute 45. They're going to drag out some
Steve's
notes.
On the over. Yeah. Josh?
Over, under. Over, under, exact.
Greg is on the over as well.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that.
Everybody. Yeah. I expect it to be a big one.
Yeah.
I expect it to be a big one.
Yeah, Gladys Knight. Yeah, man.
Will she be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown to sing the national anthem? Now,
I'm saying gown all day.
I'm thinking gown, but do we need to define? I'm not.
Yeah, well, we should probably define.
Define that. Dress and gown. Gown's like bigger, flowier.
Yeah, gown goes past your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
a dress will stop at your ankles.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Gown will go further and drape backwards. So
it's getting longer as you go. Skirt, dress, gown.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to say dress.
Saying dress.
Mm-hmm. I say gown. Steve, you gown?
Yeah, I'm gowning it.
Josh's dress.
Yeah.
It's my dress.
All right.
No pantsuit?
No pantsuit. Pantsuit's not an option unless you want to throw it in there for bonus. No, I mean, that's good, like wild card. You'll get 2 points or something. Will she omit a word from the national anthem?
Like nigger?
That's it. Is that in the national
anthem? Yeah.
Sorry, it's there.
Yeah, like that's why Cap.
We're dropping hard N bombs on this show today.
Well, Steve started it. So.
I started it in reference to a movie. Not just dropping it randomly.
I'm going to say there's at least going to be words you won't understand her say, maybe.
What's the bet?
All right, will she omit a word from the national anthem?
So it's a yay or nay.
So yes or
like,
no.
Is that like intentional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then no.
Okay. Josh is a no.
Do they usually do that?
I don't.
Is it a normal thing?
I don't think it's a problem.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
I'm going to say yes happens. Just to go against the grain here.
There you go.
All right.
Will any player take a knee during the national?
No. I think it's over. We're over that one.
We're over it? Yeah. I think. Who do you got?
Wait, who's playing?
So I think they
no.
They kind of warn them all.
Yeah.
You think yes?
Yes. I'll even go for a wild card and call Aqib Talib is going to fucking kneel.
I don't know.
Didn't
that
they stop person. Filming the national anthem too?
Yeah, but we can find out later if somebody did. I'm sure it'll be out there. I just don't think that. I think, like, because nobody has this entire year, right?
I don't think so. I haven't heard.
Or at least it hasn't been publicized.
I haven't heard about it all year.
And I think you would have.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Josh is saying yes.
For a wild card bonus.
Oh, man, because then if they win...
Wait, you're throwing in you're just calling your shot Aqib?
Aqib Talib.
Okay.
Fucking thug ass.
Because then if they win, they're not able to go to
go get their McDonald's
food, fucking yeah. Like, he won't let him in. He won't give him some fast food.
Yeah, right.
You know, no Taco Bell for you.
No McDonald's spread.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't be talking about my president like that, bro.
Oh, my God. I don't understand why people are so up in arms about it. Like, it's so ridiculous. You're just like, whatever.
If I went into a buffet of fast food served on some fancy-ass plates by the president, for one, you know it's going to be some fire-ass food.
I'll tell you what. Here's the deal breaker or not.
What?
Whether it's hot or cold.
Well, of course
whether it's fresh
hot.
Or not. I don't know. Right. Is it? Has it been sitting there for an hour?
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was wondering that, too. I'm like,
because the way I've seen it pictured, it's just there, and it's like boxes and stuff. And
I just thought it was ridiculous.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't, like, upset at it. I'm just like, this is so ridiculous. It's almost like a joke. Yeah. But anyway.
And you see, I didn't see too much about it, but I guess we already had a little hot button issue with that Gillette commercial.
Yeah, fuck, bro? Don't even get me started, bro.
Yeah, it's like, I was talking about that with Amber last night, and I showed the commercial because she hadn't seen it. She was like, I don't really see a. She goes, oh, okay, whatever.
What are they calling it? Dangerous masculinity?
Toxic masculinity. And I was just like, fuck you, Gillette. Like, get off your fucking, podium. We don't want to hear from you. You're a razor blade company. what are you doing? Why are you all of a sudden
preachy?
They've
been promoting the best a man can get for years.
Yeah, but, yes, exactly. But my thing was, just sell your razor blades. Don't get all preachy about it. And that's when you start alienating people. But I think what their thing is that they are losing sales tremendously due to Dollar Shave Club.
Oh yeah,
and things like that. So they got to be relevant again. And also, okay, maybe by doing that, we can appeal to the 51% of the population, the females. They buy razors.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll just try to go after that market. maybe we won't totally lose the male market. We'll stay relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we'll become irrelevant because nobody buys Gillette razors anymore unless you're a jabroni and are spending, want to spend 5X on your razors. So they said we need to stay relevant and we're going to be controversial and we're going to go after 51%. Because those 51%, there's going to be at least 40% of them that are going to be really for the ad.
They're going to be touched by it and like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, it's so lame, bro. I feel like we already have a problem with men not being masculine enough in the world, and now we're going to like go after toxic masculinity. Like,
yeah, just, to me it's ridiculous. But again... I kind of shrugged off. I'm like, whatever. Like, even if I had a Gillette razor, which I think I do, I'm not going to be like, duh, break it and throw it in the garbage.
No, I'm just like, I'd still use it.
Whatever.
I'd throw it in my Nike pile, you know?
Yeah, right? Like, I'm just, it doesn't, it, for like 1 second, I'm just like, fuck you. But at the end of the day, I just don't really care.
I don't care at all. It
doesn't affect
didn't me. Didn't move me at all. Yeah. Like, I've always, if you've known me for a long time, you know I'm not a masculine man. Yeah. I'm very... You know, whatever. I don't really care.
Nancy boy Greg.
Pretty much. I did theater in high school. Like, you know, what do you, but yeah, it's just, I don't care. I'm already living, you know, what I think is a good life.
Yeah, that's people, it, man. So. Like,
and I don't think a Gillette commercial is going to make some change within somebody. Yeah. Some asshole sitting there, and he's like, a tear drops down his eye. Yeah. And he's like,
I should change.
But like, I get it. I get the advertising thing because people, they buy an emotion.
Yeah,
that's everything they teach in marketing and stuff like that. It's like, you know, Apple's Think Different campaign.
Yeah.
You know, people bought Thinking Different. I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. Like, buy the cool factor. Don't buy the actual hardware. Like, didn't even show a computer on I'm a Mac and I'm a PC thing. Mm-hmm. So people buy an emotion. So that's what they're trying to go on for. It just didn't really work. It,
like, those missed, commercials were the
I'll,
shit.
I'll to me, it didn't miss the mark. Nailed it 2 years ago, I think, for Christmas, was that Apple Frankenstein commercial. Comes down, he's trying to sing a song.
Frankenstein's?
And, yeah. He screws in two Christmas light bulbs. Like,
first of all, it's Frankenstein's monster. It's not Frankenstein.
You're right.
Frankenstein was
you're
a doctor.
Right. You're great. Absolutely right.
Jesus. I was with a true nerd here.
Yeah. Yes. If it's about comic books, I'll know. Not me.
Yeah.
You're the movie nerd.
Yeah.
But he goes and it's the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
The big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's trying to sing a song in front of the town, and he has two Christmas lights instead of screws in his neck.
Okay.
One of the lights goes out, and he, like, forgets the words all of a sudden, and this little girl comes up and screws in the lights and helps him start singing again, and a little tear falls from your eyes, and it was pretty touching.
What the hell was that advertising?
Lame as fuck. What is that, Greg?
It had nothing to do with it. It was Apple. Nothing to do with the product, but it was like, it got me. I was just like, oh.
Oh, wow.
It was
not adorable. Unlike the, well, it's like the Sarah McLachlan singing the.
Oh, those are terrible.
SPCA dog movies. Those are like past the point to where you just turn it off.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I can't handle that sadness right now. I'm just trying to find something quick to eat while I eat my sandwich on TV.
No, they're terrible. Like, you see, I'm running a fucking zoo here. And these are all like rescued and adopted animals. Yeah.
So you can go too far with it.
And they still make me feel bad. I'm like, what else do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I have 100%. Five animals I keep alive every day.
100%. That's one that, just like the Gillette, just missed the mark. It just went too far.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fucking first AirPod commercials that came out.
I haven't seen it.
I don't remember.
Those were fucking great, like, where you have, like, the girl. It was, like, around Christmas time, too. And, like, the girl and the guy are, like, both, like, doing their fucking...
I assume gender here. I mean, you don't know what they were.
The persons.
Yes, the persons.
No, fuck that. The girl and guy were fucking walking down the street, and they ran into each other, and they started doing this twirly fucking dance in the middle of, like, the town hall.
Oh, I remember what you... Yeah.
That
shit was
two fire.
Consensual persons.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed to do a dance together.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Two the consensual
man
persons.
And woman...
Ah, they get into some
multiracial man and woman fell in love in town square, danced together.
Oh man, you're really touching on some toes.
Here. Yeah, well, fuck those toes.
I'm sorry, Josh, I don't see race here. 2019, I joined the gray race.
Yeah, seriously.
I see nothing with that. Anyways, last Gladys Knight question.
Oh yeah, we're doing this.
Will any scoring drive take less time than it takes her to sing the national anthem? I say yes.
100%.
A Tom Brady drive at the end, probably, unfortunately.
Shit.
Tom Brady. All right, I'll just say no to switch it up.
We've already voted she's going to spend over a minute 45 singing it.
Yeah.
So Steve says no.
Yeah, just to...
Josh says yes. Greg says yes. Mm. All right. We're in the other category.
The other category. All right.
Total Donald Trump tweets on February 3rd.
And that day?
Yeah, Super Bowl day.
I wonder what his average amount of tweets per day is.
I don't know. I'd say four. But
do you guys... first of all, do you use Twitter?
Hardly.
Do you?
No.
I don't know anybody who regularly uses Twitter.
Devon. It seems like it's the biggest thing to
your
be
cousin?
On.
Yeah.
Devon. That's what me and Josh talked about when we started doing the show. Like, it seems like the thing to be on, but, like, I don't know anybody who uses it. I don't use it.
Right.
Well, so here's the thing, bro. Like, when you're on Twitter, you have nothing but complaining women about, like socialism and, like, rights and stuff.
Unless you're one of our fans on Twitter. We love you.
Yes.
Well, we have, like, six, so. or you're, like, some meme lord, and you just fucking post a bunch of stupid-ass shit. You're a pervert, or you're Donald Trump, or a celebrity. So.
Celebrities... Okay, I see a lot. It's a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, mostly like Kanye West and like women celebrities.
Yeah, it seems like
most celebrities are.
Like if you want to be a person who follows celebrities and Twitter's care what they have to say, then that's
then the Twitter's the quickest, easiest way of what they're going to say because they're going to first tweet it out.
Yeah,
it's just
quips. I have one buddy. He's like, I have Twitter, but I don't use it for anything. I just follow my favorite sports teams, and I use it like a news article, news page.
I follow some people on there, and I just see what's going on every once in a while, but I don't check it regularly. Yeah. So it seems like the most popular thing right now is Instagram, right?
It's fucking popping, bro.
Because that's the most popular.
That's where you get
social media.
Your people, your what do they call them? Influencers and stuff. Who are fucking making money,
bro. Well, I mean, themselves. If you think about it, it's the most like fucking valuable and like just well made fucking app for social media. Like Twitter is dumb. Like you have a count for what you can say per tweet. Like, it's just full of a bunch of people that you really don't want to know.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, that it's only 140 characters or whatever it is.
No, I agree.
For that media, because nobody's going to tweet out, like, a manifesto, and you're going to read
like,
that. I mean, you might.
It could
there's
be
other
a good
areas
place.
For that.
It could be a good place to blog, but, like, it's not. Like, people waste time and just talk about dumb shit all day on Twitter. Like, I see nothing but dumb shit or horrendous shit on Twitter.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson's. Did you see his tweet about the... it literally made me laugh out loud when I first saw it. It was something about the solar eclipse last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Lunar eclipse. And he says, he said something about the flat earthers, and it was just like a shadow of a disc going over the moon. He said something flat earthers never see in a lunar eclipse. Because, it's a circle
going
over from our, from the Earth.
Yeah.
But if it was a flat Earth, it would just be a disc going across it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good one. Yeah.
So yeah, you're looking at the horizontal view of the disc.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like a horizontal shadow going over it.
Did you go and look at it last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I guess.
Oh, Josh.
I thought it was underwhelming.
I forgot.
Not to be a hater, but I literally was just like, I went there. I was like, oh, that looks cool.
Well, the only
and that was it.
And you just walked inside.
Yeah. I was just gonna walk inside.
It took my eyes a minute to focus on it. But it was cool. Like,
because you were ultra high, I'm guessing.
I don't know. Probably not, maybe.
Why did it take you so long to focus on the moon?
I just, like, I don't know. Like, to really get a good look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the color change is something.
But it was unique. You're like, oh,
it was
okay.
Cool.
It wasn't like an aurora borealis or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's cool. I wish, like, it'd be nice in those moments, like, if you could just take, like, a real mental picture or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Or just take a real picture.
It's kind of neat.
And you'd have to have a real, like...
Camera?
Real camera.
Do I have a real camera?
No. It's just kind of neat to think about what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that's the cool part about it.
I like how Greg just denied the fact that I have a camera.
No.
He's like, no.
No. Can you go by the Windex? No.
No. Superman
all right
here.
So... Let me ask real quick.
What are the other ones?
Yeah, we got like six left.
How often does Donald Trump tweet per day?
Oh, okay. Yeah, what was it?
So how much are we going to say that he actually tweets that day?
Yeah.
I say twice.
Twice? That's it?
That's it.
I think his average is somewhere around like 10 to 12.
A day?
I think.
No.
I think he's just
off
his rocker like that.
No, bro.
11 to 12 is his average daily post.
What the fuck? Count it.
Damn.
Thank you.
Damn, bro.
Okay, no. What were you going to say before that? You're like, no. And then he just interrupted you with facts. Hashtag woke.
All right, I'm going a hard...
Hashtag facts.
I'm going a hard 20 tweets.
20 tweets?
20 tweets on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm
going to
say 15. I'm saying 15. I think he's going hard. 15.
Say 13.
You already said 2.
Yeah, you're at 2.
Stick with your man. Stick with your man. You're at 2.
All right.
I'll be fucking hype if he only tweets twice that entire day.
You already lost, and you're at 13.
Yeah.
What?
Are you at 2 or 13?
We'll stick with 2.
All right, stick with 2, yeah. Better stand by your man.
Yeah,
there you go. Boy. Josh's at 2. Okay. <See ya. laughs> it gave an over or under of 6, I guess, but I like that we guessed. We'll go with that. Whoever's closest wins.
Hell yeah.
Will a fan run onto the field during the game?
No. Wait, where is it happening?
New Orleans. I say
yeah, that's a hard yes for me.
If the Saints were in, I'd say yes, but no.
Man, Saint, I would have indefinite if the Saints were in. Josh is on a no. Steven, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Will Donald Trump attend the game? No. I say no.
Hell
no.
No.
New Orleans?
No.
He ain't trying to die, bro.
Yeah.
No
way. That's nose across the board.
Yeah.
For sure. Will...
Watch him attend and then take a knee.
Yeah, right.
Huh. That's an interesting question. Well...
Share with the group.
Actually,
Greg.
I imagine it has to. It says, will the Chick-fil-A franchise in Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open on Super Bowl Sunday? Why would they have? Why would they have one there if they're not open on Sundays?
Yeah, exactly.
Football stadium.
I think they do.
Yeah, I say yes.
Josh, I say no.
Josh is a no.
Really?
As a former employee of Chick-fil-A.
They are passionate about the Christ.
They are passionate about not being open on Sundays.
Yeah, but I think stadiums are different.
Yeah,
I think they're different.
If you have something in a stadium, it's got to be open for them.
Yeah, otherwise they wouldn't put them
in. And
it's
a football stadium.
That's what I mean. Otherwise
regularly only operates on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. But you're sticking
on Monday.
Huh?
And Thursdays sometimes.
Possibly Monday.
So that's 2 days a week.
If that stadium hosts
that's 2 days a week during the regular season.
No, they don't host a Monday and Thursday game every week.
Yeah, and you got to think about the
lease.
I'm saying
2 days a week that they could.
You got to think about the lease on that place.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They're paying a lot
of money.
How much
they're paying
to be
in a stadium to not do business?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. No way.
He already took his no. I don't need to sell him on a yes.
There's a plethora of other places that could be in there that, like, yeah, no way.
All right, will the...
It's only there for Drew Brees since he's such a God-fearing man, bro.
Oh yeah, is he?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He looks like Drew Brees is like the most dad looking quarterback.
Besides him, picked up just out of curiosity.
Probably. I don't hear it. Hey,
besides Tom Brady, you ever notice how fucking like weird Tom Brady is when he talks? It fucking makes me uncomfortable.
I don't think I've ever listened to him talk for any extended amount of time.
Bro, he talked for a solid 3 minutes last night.
He looks better not talking.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
He's fucking awkward, bro.
Yeah.
And he tries to use slang.
He seems awkward.
No, he tries to use slang and it's just stop.
And at some points I'm like,
but at the same time you can be like, yeah, whatever, guys, I'm the greatest of all time. Or one of.
Yeah, it's
well, I know.
Aaron Rodgers isn't much better in an interview, so I'll admit that.
He's good on those commercials.
He's great in the commercials.
State Farm, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, where they can do 50 takes.
Yeah. Will the roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open for kickoff? So it's an opening and shutting roof.
Yes. Go on. Yeah. Definitely yes.
I'm going to say no.
No?
Yeah. I think they're doming it the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
For New Orleans?
No way, bro. They got fucking Travis Scott. They got fucking Maroon 5. They got all these people.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It might be open for halftime, but I'm going to stick with my no.
Yeah.
Well, for kickoff.
Get ready to take an L on that one.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't wait to see that. Maroon 5 is going to be cool. Travis Scott is going to be pretty cool.
Travis Scott's
performing
by himself.
Super Bowl.
Halftime?
Performers, yeah.
What is Travis Scott doing?
Rapping. Singing.
Playing the drums?
Travis Scott?
Yeah.
No, that's Travis Barker.
Oh, then I don't even know who Travis Scott is.
It's lit! Or... Yeah.
I don't know.
Bro, you don't know Travis Scott? Sicko Mode?
No.
I think I know who Travis Scott is. If I heard him, right. I would know it.
How much of this song do you think I can play before we get fucking attacked?
None of it.
Yeah. None of it.
Fuck. What if I sing the lyrics?
What if nobody cares right now?
I care. I'm a 1/3 of this group.
Yeah, you're losing it. all right, so in-game, what do we got?
In-game, what color will the liquid that is poured on the winning coach be? You've got lime, green, yellow, orange, blue, red, water, or purple?
Water.
I'm going water.
I'm going to go with red.
All right. Steve is water.
Yeah.
Josh is red. Greg's going that purple stuff.
A purple drink.
A purple drink.
A purple stuff.
Purple drink.
All right. Will there be a flea flicker attempt in the game? If you don't know what a flea flicker is, that's when people are running down the field and they keep passing it backwards to keep the ball going.
Oh, no. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
At one point during the game?
Yeah. You're saying? At any point during the game.
Literally, the fucking Patriots did.
The Patriots love that move, I say.
And
yes.
Then the fucking Rams do all these crazy ass plays all the time.
Wait, it just have to be more than.
No, it's
two
just
times?
Like literally.
No.
No, literally, all it has to be is that he fucking.
No, will it be attempted in the game?
Yeah, all it has to be is will he, like, give him the ball, he runs up, and then he throws the ball
backwards.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they throw it or run it or something.
Yeah.
Any form of the flea flicker.
Yeah, no, I'm saying no.
Oh, well, that's an L. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's guaranteed from the Patriots.
Or the Rams, yeah, either one.
This is a guarantee with Tom Brady. Will there be a penalty for roughing the passer?
No.
I say yes.
Yes.
I'll say no.
Not. There's the Tom Brady rule, bro. He's definitely pulling a penalty.
All right. There you go. Nice.
Oh, not quite.
Hell yeah.
Will there be an onside kick attempt in the game?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll say no.
I wonder if, like, anyone's betting on us right now in the future.
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
Like, future you guys, if you're betting on us, that's pretty
nobody's
cool.
Betting on us.
Sorry, I keep clicking that pen if that sounds kind of true. Will any player be ejected for throwing a punch or fighting?
No.
No.
I think no.
That's a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You have to be dumb.
By the way, you guys probably talked about it, but that fucking bullshit-ass no call on that penalty is the only reason the Rams are in the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, but...
It's fuck that.
How much of the other part of the game? 99% of the game to get ahead? Yeah. More than one play?
It doesn't matter.
You can't blame it on one play.
There's several,
yes, you can.
There's several calls that didn't get called on them, too.
Yeah, exactly.
At one point, one of the Saints, after a guy was already tackled by two people, ran up and butt-bombed on somebody.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff that was not called against the Saints.
What matters in the last minute and 42 seconds of a game when you get the first down and
talk to forward lateral on the Buffalo Bills. It happens all the fucking time.
Maybe you guys should stop forward lateraling.
No, we didn't. Tennessee did. It kept us out. Absolutely. It happens all the fucking time.
I'm just pissed, bro. The Rams didn't deserve to go.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of calls that were not called on the Saints. Would have totally changed. Anything like that could change the momentum of a game. It should not be down. It's just like... like I said, when we were talking about the Bills, like the wide right, when people got mad at the guy from Chicago who kicked it.
Yeah, same with the Eagles.
It's like, it shouldn't have been down to that.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have been down to
the
a field
Eagles
goal.
Guy last week. Like he didn't catch one pass. He didn't lose the whole game.
Yeah, you can't say it was down to that thing.
He didn't catch the last pass in the game. But
it's a team effort.
Yeah,
total
it's a
team effort.
Yeah, right. But like you're denying the fact,
and
that
not just team effort, but the whole game.
I know, but like if. They got the
there's like, then you could say if.
But you have to open up a million ifs.
Yeah, but like it was like the most blatant thing. I watched the.
It was definitely, it should have been.
Yeah, absolutely blatant.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
So,
I'm not saying it wasn't.
As was the guy butt bombing on one of the other dudes.
Right, I'm just saying.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
Everybody else did, though.
Yeah, there was a ton of them.
Well, I was also working, so.
Yeah, it seems like there was a lot, but what I'm saying, it was a total, it should have been called.
Yeah, they just should have.
100%. It should have been called.
My boy.
All I'm saying was it also shouldn't have been down to just one play.
I agree, but I just wanted to see Tom Brady and Drew Brees go at it so bad. That's what I wanted to see. That would have been a fucking fire-ass game, bro. Like with Jared Goff, it'll be kind of it'd be like the time they faced the Falcons. It'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, Falcons almost won that.
Almost.
That made it for an exciting-ass game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I feel like
that was an insane game.
I think it'll be less exciting than that, to be honest.
Who knows?
I do.
I think it'll be good.
Toss up.
I think it'll be good.
One of my also acid powers, I can see the future.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All right, they're Donnie Darko.
The irony of this
fucking
is...
Donnie Darko over here.
The irony of me seeing the future is I still know I won't win this.
Okay.
But like, you know...
That's a good cop-out for us. Just
to
say.
Just like any psychic... People claim psychic abilities never won the lottery in their goddamn life.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck!
Well, everybody knows you don't get to pick what you see in the future.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's right. That's a cop-out. just when somebody pays you 20 yeah. and says, look into my thing.
Yeah, who was the Jamaican lady from when we were younger? She was on TV all
Miss Cleo.
Cleo. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, she made a mint, though.
Yeah, and then got her ass sued, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But she did good for a while.
Yeah, she was doing good, man.
Will either team not punt during the game?
No.
Like?
So that means, like, you convert every third down. You never have to punt. You're either,
oh, no.
You're either scoring or getting intercepted on or whatever.
There's like a 92% chance.
Yeah, that would be some good football if you are able to not punt the whole game.
Who do you think Drake is pulling for?
Drake?
Yeah. Drake?
You know, with the whole Rams. Drake curse?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. What?
The Drake curse.
The Drake curse.
The fuck is that?
You haven't heard about that?
Every, like, championship game, the team he's pulled for in the last, like, recent years, loses.
Yeah, yeah. Time. Like, oh, who he's affiliated with? So, it's, he's affiliated with Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Came out with, like, Conor McGregor, he was, like, in the corner. He got murdered. He came out with Bama. Murdered.
Yeah.
Like, the worst loss they had in a long time.
He's definitely coming out with LA.
And then, like, I don't know if it's true, but I saw it on... Because he's talking about the Drake curse, and I saw on social media that he had a sweatshirt on for, like, last weekend, and it had a logo of every team. He's like, you know, nobody – I can't know anybody. And then they all went to overtime. Like, both games went to overtime. Like, it's funny. This guy made two games go to overtime.
That's funny.
So, yeah, they're like, oh, what about the Drake curse? So, I say we
– We bet on the Drake curse?
We bet on the Drake curse. Who he represents and goes after, and if they win or lose. Hmm.
Okay, yeah, he's going to represent L.A., they're going to lose.
My instinct is the Rams, but then maybe he doesn't want to feel like he has got this curse, so he'll go
So, with the okay, Patriots. So we bet on will he or won't he, first of all. That'll be an extra one.
Okay.
So will he or won't he pick somebody? A quick little side strange people curse.
Yeah.
I say he will.
I say he will.
I think he will. I think he has to.
Yeah.
Like, just because it's a fun thing.
Okay, so we're all yes on
that. And because he's a bitch.
Yeah.
You heard me, Drake. You're all right,
settle down there, Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, that shit was so funny.
Oh, my God. For people who don't know what you're talking about, just Google this Soulja. Or no. What's his name now? Like, Soulja Man or something? Or
I don't know. I think it's
Big Soulja.
I don't know.
Gosh. It's like Big Soulja or something.
Big Soulja?
I don't know. He's so ridiculous. He's total clown. But I don't even know how I got into it.
Is he feuding watching with Drake right now?
He was just on this interview for the Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
it's like a hip hop station Club or something like that.
Soulja Boy Drake thing.
Yeah, and he was just like being interviewed. And he's just he's a total clown. He's like, dog. He's like, Drake. Like, he's just going off on him and.
Charlamagne,
6ix9ine, these people. He started just going off on saying they stole from Soulja Boy. And he's like, "What?
Who,
dude?" Yeah. Like, he started. It was just he just sounded like a clown.
He also made his own game console.
Yeah,
basically played Nintendo games, so he got sued.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He was like, "Oh, nobody's done this before." I'm like, "He's a game console."
What? Yeah, he got fucking sued by Nintendo.
Did he really? Yeah. Like, what games is he put? I don't understand.
Like Smash Bros. I think, like Mario Kart, whatever. Some shit. Like,
it was just dumb. You got to throw enough shit at the wall to see what sticks.
Does he even make good music?
No,
I don't know what he does. So, but okay, so we're a yes. On
yes.
Also, a yes that he picks.
Who
somebody.
Is he at? We're all yes. Who? I say the Patriots. Because I think he wants to not be associated with this curse, so I think he's going to back the favored team.
Nah, he's going to be in Calabasas, his home, right now, and he's going to be fucking rooting for L.A., wearing a jersey.
I think he's rooting for L.A.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to affect them, and they're going to lose, because Tom Brady's just too good.
Yeah, I think he backs L.A., and yeah, I think L.A. loses.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him lose. I'm really hoping for the opposite. But I think they're going to lose, yeah.
I think
he backs the Pats to break the curse, and unfortunately, Pats win, which I also don't want.
Okay, all right. So you're going
keeps
the other
going
way.
Going
yeah. curse. All right, cool. Yeah. I like the little side, side bet.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right. So, score is... Will both teams combine score 76 points or more to break the Super Bowl record?
To break the Super Bowl record?
Yes, yeah, so that's the Super Bowl record is 76 for combined scores.
Carmen, get off me. You crazy? Yeah, I say that. I say it happens. You know, I would say even more that it happened if the fucking Chiefs and Rams played. But
that would have been a high-scoring game, I think, too.
Yeah. I say so, because I feel like Jared
Goff... He's got to put both teams in the 30s.
Yeah, just 35. Or wait, is it... So, 38.
Yeah, yeah, 38.
So, if they both score, you know, fucking... What? Just heard a Steve fart.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you have... What is that? Fucking 5 touchdowns for 35. So... 5 touchdowns and a field goal or anything within that mix.
It's a lot of touchdowns.
5 touchdowns and a field goal in 60 minutes of football.
Huh. So the record of combined score is 76 points. Will they go over or under that?
Over under?
Yeah, 76 combined.
Oh, points. I think they're going under that. No, dog.
All right, Steve's under. Don't come over here, Josh, you're over.
I don't want this. Yeah, I'm over.
I have to say under as well.
Hey, can I hit your thing?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
And by thing, he meant vape.
I was wondering if it was
a vape pen.
Wow, it's fancy. Wow, it's so fancy.
Well, you know, you would expect nothing less from a guy in the marijuana industry.
Yes.
Have the top of the line shit.
Not know. At all. This is not definitely not type of top of the line. I think it tastes like garbage.
Oh.
But it was
that free garbage shit they pass around.
I don't know.
Do you need another one?
One more. Thank you.
Yeah. Hold it down for like a second and then pull.
So we're both, me and Steve are both under 76. Josh is over. And post game.
Tastes like shit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like it, but we got them really cheap.
Why not?
I won't say where because I like the company, but yeah. I won't say where on air.
Huh.
But yeah, we got them cheap. Nice. They're shitty.
Yeah, I'll get cheap's good.
Yeah.
Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech?
Budweiser.
Assuming the Super Bowl MVP is a him.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Well, it's 2019, bro.
Sir.
Don't start that shit in here, Greg. I don't want that in here.
Man.
Tom Brady.
Ooh, Josh is ornery today.
Seriously.
I'm tired of these PC bullshit, bro. I'm fucking over it.
We all are.
Okay, Tom Brady will first mention
he's the MVP?
His wife and kids.
All right.
Okay.
One more time. All right,
so family or family member is what Josh says. The teammates, God, family, owner, city, coach, or none of the above?
Oh, fuck, I should have
said I'm thinking God.
Yeah, God damn it.
I think there's, it's a, you know, probably got about a 70% chance.
Yeah, straight up, I should have said
God.
You think Tom Brady's going to be the MVP?
Tom Brady, that's my wild card. Bonus.
Dude, if he wins, fuck yeah, he's the MVP.
Yeah, bro, like, what the fuck? It's Tom Brady.
Seriously. Josh, your family or God?
I said family. I'll be fair. I said family.
You did say
family. I don't care.
I care.
I'm going to go with family from Tom Brady, too. I think he talks about his wife specifically first.
Yeah, first.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially last night. He was like, first off,
straight interrupted that. He didn't answer one question from that guy.
Yeah, straight up.
Talked over him and then bounced.
There you go.
He's like, we're fucking great.
Yeah.
I had a good game, played an awesome team. I love my wife. I'll see you soon.
So here's the big
one. How do you think you would be if you were a professional athlete? How do you think you would be towards reporters? Towards popper, reporters in general?
I think I'd love it, to be honest.
I think I would be a pretty gracious person. Like, I think I would let them hold me up longer than I wanted to. I know that just from my interactions off people on the street who, like, you know, come to bother you with shit for some reason. I can't help but just, like, give them 2 minutes of my time. And then I'm like, why? Why, Greg, are you doing this to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would probably be a little gracious and, you know, deal with them for
same
a minute.
Here. I think I'd probably actually really enjoy it.
Would I
think you'd really enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of a conceited person.
Josh is a ham.
Yeah. I don't know if – I think I would be like you, Greg. I think – like, I would just say to myself, oh, they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
And if they didn't do this stuff, fans wouldn't pay attention as much.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're part of the system.
Yeah,
I mean, and I wouldn't get as paid as much as I did.
You're selling your jersey right
until
now.
They ask everything. You that one really dumbass question.
Part of the game.
And
part
then,
of the game.
And then you fucking make some smart ass remark.
Yeah, whatever. Make a smart ass remark.
And then,
like, that's totally fine.
Then what happens when you blow up?
Okay.
Dude, nobody cares.
No. Cam Newton, dude, he's still
a starting
quarterback.
You could say anything and a week later, everybody forgets about it.
That's not what I mean. I just mean, how do you carry on? Like, do you take, like, the Russell Westbrook way where he, like, said some smart ass shit and then people fucking thought it was hilarious?
Yeah.
So now he just continues to say this really smart ass shit and
kind of
be a dick? Or would you just kind of, like, let it blow over until something else really dumb happens?
Yeah, you gotta be like Cam Newton. Like, when he blasted females and he took some shit for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Blasted females?
Yeah, he made a comment about them, like, not understanding football as well, like female commentators or something.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, so, yeah, he took some shit for a few weeks. But
yeah, but it's over.
Still
yeah,
getting paid. He's still the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
I wouldn't care about the controversy.
Yeah, exactly.
As Kanye always says, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, he didn't say that at all. Yeah, he is, like, the first one to credit
he's
that.
He's definitely not the first one to
say absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. I think that was coined in, like, 1420.
That's who I, you know, take inspiration and of that quote from.
That's like me saying that you said that.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, Josh.
Josh.
Like, if I was in context, it would make more sense. But since it's Kanye West, he doesn't need context.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I am. Yeah. Okay, sure.
So here's the big question. Will the Super Bowl winning team visit the White House?
Yes.
Because the Patriots will go.
I'm going to say no.
Fuck, what if we're just jinxing the Patriots?
Why do you say no? That's interesting. They always go, right?
I think they do.
I think
a couple teams have passed.
No, I think just some people have passed.
Some people, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Not all.
Not the whole team.
Yeah, you're right.
But they always usually go. Okay, what do you think they're going to serve them, I think? What quality of food? Not like what, but like.
You think it'll be fast food for real?
No.
Well, I'll be yes. So we'll break it with quality of food.
Yeah,
quality. I'm going to stick with fast food.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Wow. I think it's going to happen.
So we're choosing, I guess we have to choose like a type of.
Yeah, we'll say.
Well, first of all, if it's still furloughed, like if we're still on a if it's still shut down, which that's what. When is the Super Bowl? It's a 2 weeks away.
Yeah,
or a week and a half.
When is it? 2 weeks. Like 2 weeks
away.
Days.
2 weeks away. So we get still 2 weeks to see if it's shut down.
Yeah.
So this is really dependent on if it's shut down.
Yeah, that's true.
So if it is, I'm thinking a little bit better.
Yeah,
little bit better catering.
Even
catered.
Yeah, catering.
Like like a Red Robin level catering.
No, like a catering company.
Yeah, I think you want to know my.
I think he had like after that.
Yeah.
Not that they give a shit, but somebody be like, dude, we got to do better than.
So wait, who went last time? Who
the NFL?
The Eagles. The Eagles.
The Eagles won last year.
No. I mean, recently when they
Clemson. Tigers.
Oh, is that who I had?
Yeah. But it was a college, it was a college team. He's like, yeah, college kids, whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. I wouldn't even care, to be honest. But the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna revoke my fast food and step it up to better restaurant.
Better restaurant food.
Yes.
Okay.
Carmen Newport.
Like your Red Robin level burgers or something.
All right.
You know. All right, so Steve's on catering, Josh.
Yeah, I think a catering company. They'll step it up for her. Not like White House.
I would have to agree. I will say catering company.
Catering?
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like, you know, the Super Bowl is a lot classier than a fucking NCAA championship.
Okay. All right. All right. Here we are on the big one, halftime show.
Oh, there we go.
How many songs will be played during the halftime show? Over 7.5 or under 7.5?
So.
I'm going to say under. Is that the average? I'm guessing the average.
That must be the average.
So actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm going to say over.
I feel like there's a big lineup.
You got two big artists, right? You got to go over.
I'm saying over.
Because they'll probably do four a piece.
Yeah, let me see anything. Who's going.
Is there like one featuring the other?
I don't know. Let me find out.
Is that like a strong lineup? Like how popular is Maroon 5?
They're popular.
Fucking legendary, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're bad or anything.
No, I know, but I'm just saying they're
legendary. Just saying, like, in the general public's eye.
Like, Adam Levine's been voted, like, sexiest man in the world and things like that.
Okay.
Like,
I've heard some of the music. It's not bad.
The voice.
But they're, like, are they, like, topping the charts kind of thing?
They used to. I don't know if they currently are.
Okay.
I've never been
into Travis personally. Scott is below that. He's not, like, a household name, right?
I've never
heard
of him.
But we're Maroon 5 is a household name.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's why he's leading it, is because Maroon 5 is like commonly known by more people. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like Maroon 5 is headlining performer during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They'll be joined by rappers Travis Scott and Big Boy. That's who it is.
Oh, Big Boy. Cool. All right.
Yeah, so.
Big Boy's cool.
So they're going to be doing more than 7.5.
Yeah. I'm going over here. But I feel like Travis Scott will still have a pretty prominent thing because he's blowing up, bro. Like, he's been on the top of the charts for a hot
minute. Josh, you're saying over as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying over.
Okay.
Travis Scott.
Fucking sicko mode. Bro, Drake's going to be there. There's no fucking... Oh, my God.
What?
Drake's going to be there rooting for fucking L.A., on stage with Travis Scott.
Did you have an epiphany or something?
Yeah, I did.
What do you mean? Why did you all of a sudden blow up like that?
Travis
Scott. What are you talking about?
Bro.
Do you know he's going to be there?
No, like, I don't know that.
Oh, this is a...
This is a prediction.
Okay.
Drake will definitely be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not only be there, but he'll be on stage.
Back to our Drake page.
You think he's going
to
be on stage?
Yeah.
Okay, back to our Drake page, yeah.
Yeah, so now...
My question is, will he be in the locker room? I say yes.
Oh, fuck.
Will he be in the locker room of supported team?
No.
Before or after the game?
No, I don't think he will.
I don't think he can.
After or something like that.
Maybe after.
Yeah. Because I think Kevin Hart was like after.
Josh, you know
that. I'll say yes.
Philly won.
I'll say yes if. Can I have an if?
It's just will he or won't be. I don't.
What?
I was going to say if the Rams win, he'll be there and you'll see him. But if the Rams don't win, I don't think he'll be there.
I don't know. That's funny.
Like, I feel like Drake would just be like, all right.
Okay, putting a one half sign on Josh's.
All right.
Hell yeah.
And then, will Drake be on stage? Is that the question?
Yeah. That was the other one? No.
I say no.
On stage.
No way. For one song. You want to know why? Because Sicko Mode is one of the most popular songs.
Is he part of that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So.
You also, oh, that's why you're like, oh, he's going to be there. Okay.
Yeah, like he's going to be on stage.
Okay, because that's a partner he's like featured on. Okay.
Bro, yeah, like if sense. Drake wasn't on that song, like it wouldn't be as big.
Okay, I'm saying. I say no.
Yes.
I also say no.
Okay.
Josh says yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're almost through this. Halftime show. This might be a little harder for all three of us.
And you got to type this up and put it on our Facebook.
Yes.
All the bets.
Oh, yeah, yes. We need to see if our Facebook still works.
It does. I've been winning it.
Yeah. There you go.
What will be the first song performed by Maroon 5?
Oh, I don't even know their songs.
Fucking.
The only one I know is that This Love.
Wait, are there like choices?
Yeah. One More Night, Makes Me Wonder, Sugar, Animals, Girls Like You, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, that's a good ass song.
Don't Wanna Know, Payphone, Maps, She Will Be Loved, and This Love. And they get better odds as that list went up.
Okay. What's the best odds? That last one you
This
said?
Love, and that's the only song I know.
This Love.
This love is blowing on me.
Okay, yeah, I know that. Yeah. That's the most popular one, huh?
Probably. That one, Moves Like Jagger, was pretty popular, but not like
I've heard that name. I can't think of what that song
is. I think I remember that. Oh, like shit, I don't know. Just pick one random one for me. Let's see. Let me see. All right, I'm just going to go with...
Steve... You want the highest one?
All right, I'll go with the highest one, This Love.
All right, Steve's going with This Love. Josh?
Dude, I'm high as fuck, bro.
Hey, really?
Yeah. <I'll> like...
Really? That's funny.
All right, I'll say fucking... Fuck Payphone. Payphone was lame. I'm going to say This Love. Oh, wait, is it one with Cardi B an option?
I said This Love. So you could choose another one.
Yeah, you got to choose a different one. One More Night, Makes Me Wonder, Sugar.
If you want just like a higher probability one. Try which one do you do?
I'm gonna go with Moves Like
Girls
Jagger.
Like You. I'm gonna say Girls Like You.
Okay. Girls Like You. Okay.
Moves and Girls Like You for Josh. All right.
Okay.
What will the predominant color of Adam Levine's top at the start of the halftime show be? Black or any other color? Bonus if you pick the color. If you're going any other.
I'm definitely saying another color.
I'm gonna say another color.
And I'm gonna say. Shit, I don't know. Predominantly.
Fuck, that's a hard choice.
fuck. Predominantly. Let's see, it's January in New Orleans. It's New Orleans.
I'll say purple.
Purple's a good guess.
Purple for Josh.
I'm gonna say. I don't know. Predominantly. I'm just gonna go crazy one. Saying yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, that'd be hype.
Just because that out of left field.
And I'm sticking with the black.
Black.
Really? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Will Big Boy and Adam Levine perform?
Will they
Freudian
slip there?
Will they porn up on stage? Will they perform Mick Jack at halftime? I don't even know what that is.
Mick Jack? Is that a remix of Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
No.
If both artists are there and that's a song they do together, I'm going to say yes.
Or like a snippet of it, yeah. Something.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think you're right. You know, I'm changing mine to yes.
All
right,
Josh?
Of the two of them.
Will they perform Mick Jack together at the halftime show?
What the fuck is Mick Jack?
It's a song.
It's yes or no.
Yes or no.
Pick one. Go with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes is all around.
Yes is all around.
Okay, so throw that question away. Will Christina Aguilera make an appearance during halftime? I don't know why that's relevant. Why would she?
Because she's on Moves Like Jagger.
Oh.
She is. That's like your Drake?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no. She looked weird as hell on New Year's Eve. Did you see her?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, she looked odd.
She's not looking very good these days.
I don't know if it was just her outfit, but she just looked weird.
And what are we nose across the board on that?
Yeah.
On her showing up?
Yeah.
No. I think so.
Yes.
I think I understood that.
Yeah. Yes.
Nose all around.
Yes.
All
right.
Okay, cool. That's the last one.
That's the last one for the bets.
That's all the prop bets. Cool. So we'll talk amongst ourselves after we record and figure out a suitable punishment for the loser.
Also, if you hear this and respond in time before we record the episode, give us some ideas.
Yeah. If you have any punishment ideas that don't involve my physical harm.
Or mine, or Steve's.
What's the system? Everybody gets a point for every one you get?
Yeah.
And then the person with the least amount of points?
Yep.
Okay.
Least amount of points?
Loses.
Yeah, loses. Oh.
Something happened and it said system overload.
Oh.
Could not record all audio data. It's done that before. I think we only lose like a minute, but...
Okay. Gotta fix your shit, man.
You gotta fix the shit. It's Josh. He came in here with that negative attitude.
Seriously, he's coming in hot.
Negative, bro. I feel great.
Yeah.
I think we're just gonna leave this at a Super Bowl special episode, and we'll do the unsolved mysteries.
Yeah. Like, what else would we do
in 2 weeks?
Next time.
Yeah, because I got 3 good cases for you guys, and we're gonna blow this shit wide open.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, anything else related to the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl stuff?
Any predictions? Anything else we can bet on?
We see a new Marvel Avengers Endgame trailer.
Okay.
Marvel's Endgame trailer?
Yeah. And an actual Spider-Man trailer.
What do you mean, actual Spider-Man?
So it's a teaser trailer for the new one. Have you not seen it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was like a regular trailer.
Yeah, but like...
It's 2 minutes long.
It's literally called a teaser trailer.
Huh? No, I understand the different trailers, yeah.
Yeah, but it's called a teaser trailer, so I think they'll drop another one.
Another one.
Okay. So you're calling full-length trailers for both movies?
Yeah.
Steve, what do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely going to happen for the Avengers.
I say no Spider-Man, yes Avengers.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Also, yes, instead of Spider-Man, I'll say Captain Marvel. But no, she already had so many trailers.
Yeah, there's a ton of trailers for that. They might do like a 30-second spot.
Josh, I'm already putting you yes on Spider-Man.
Yeah, thank you.
And then going forward, as far as like movies go.
Does Megan Fox make an appearance
in any
Super Bowl commercial?
Why? What has she done lately?
I don't know.
Nothing. She's not relevant at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to bet on that.
Yeah, I don't think she's very relevant.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, as far as the Super Bowl goes, I don't know.
Bro, Drake's so going to be
well.
Yeah. Bro, they're in New Orleans. That's where fucking Lil Wayne's from. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah. You think he's showing up?
He'll probably be there.
Yeah, I think he'll be there. That's his thing.
That's his fucking state, bro.
Yeah.
Louisiana loves it.
But again, the Saints aren't playing, though.
Yeah, but he's a celebrity. He'll fucking do what he wants.
Because
you're only going to have people that have a lot of money in that fucking place anyways.
They're not as expensive as you'd think to get a Super Bowl ticket.
How much are they?
Day of and stuff like that, you can get them for like $500 or something like that.
That's not bad, I guess. Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, some of the ones I've seen, because I remember when the last time the Broncos were in it, I remember a buddy of mine got his for about that.
There are definitely some last-minute deals.
Yeah, like $1,000 for a ticket or something, which seems like a lot, but you're like, okay, but it's a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
Like, so $1,000 to $1,500 is like doable for most big football fans.
And I know there's a certain level of seating, like a point where you're just like catered to, like they just bring you everything to your seat at the Super Bowl.
That's fucking hype. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I wish I could have gone to the Super Bowl.
But speaking of catering for the Super Bowl, if you live in the Denver area and you need any smoked meats or anything like that, Landy's Licks is a great place. You can contact them at landyslicks@gmail.com. That's LandysLicks. Yeah, it's in my buddy's business, Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Landy's Licks. He's got brisket, pulled pork, chicken wings, pork ribs, prime rib, pork tenderloin, salmon. Beef short ribs.
Never been there.
Side dishes.
Could be the most amazing. Could be terrible. I don't know.
I'm putting my stamp of approval on it.
All right.
I've been eating his cooking for years. He's got side dishes, barbecue beans, potato salad, smoked corn,
that sounds good.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, it's great
stuff.
Where
is this?
He's running it like out of his place right now. It's not like an actual restaurant. It's a catering business.
Catering to
only? Yeah, so it's all smoked meat and things like that. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious.
Let's bring some by a podcast. Let's do a podcast.
Do a podcast sampling.
Yeah. Podcast potluck.
I know. I'm
I'm ordering. I'm not bringing anything. It's him.
Yeah. I'm ordering some wings and rack of ribs for the Super Bowl from there. So.
Solid.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So once again, that's landyslicks@gmail.com. Good stuff. Check it out.
I like it.
I know he doesn't have a website up yet. You just email him. He'll get you the menu. Then you're kind of on an emailing list and stuff like that for big events. If you're in the Denver area, definitely check it out. And, So, funny story.
I'll be the judge of that.
I flew out of town last weekend, me and Miranda, to go see my parents. And
where in?
Boise. They live in Boise.
Oh, okay.
And my stepdad, he's a fun, interesting guy. I get a lot of my personality from him.
Okay.
And the room we're staying in just got a bunch of his old books in it. And me and Miranda are sitting there looking at him. He has two copies of the Anarchist Cookbook.
Really?
Yeah. If you're not familiar with this book, it has bomb recipes and things like that in it. So just, for fun, because he doesn't even know the stuff he has most of the time, I took one of them. I was like, that's cool. I just want to have a copy.
Ooh, you don't want to fly with that.
I got TSA baggage searched.
Oh, my God.
With it in my bag.
Oh, wow.
I got the form right here. Steve's looking at it.
Yep. Dude, what are you...
So literally,
fly
just...
fly with that.
Anarchist Cookbook sitting in my bag, and I got...
Did they take it?
By TSA. No, I've got it right
here. You did get it.
Yeah, so I've got it right here still. That's the Anarchist Cookbook. The last chapter is the bomb-making one. But, I think I might be on some sort of list now.
Good job.
Yeah. More than likely. But, that's my funny happening for the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm definitely on a no-fly list, probably.
Speaking of other stuff that happened this week that I forgot we were talking about, the Gillette thing. But did you see also the kid, that whole thing with the guys in D.C.? And the Native American...
Oh, that fucking MAGA kid.
Yeah.
What
happened? Did you see the whole video, though? It's just a prime example of media BS. Now, if you watch the whole video, okay, because I remember seeing it.
All I've seen is 2 minutes of that kid just in his face.
Looking like a total punchable teenager.
Yeah.
Right? And
smirking.
100%.
Yeah.
In his MAGA shirt and your MAGA hat, and you're just like, oh, what a little snot. But I watched multiple, because I was like, okay, those are really interesting. I want to see what really happened here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started watching, and there's like a 2-hour video of something that happened, or an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. And there was a couple different angles of this video. Hmm. And when you watch the whole thing and kind of digest it from a couple different angles, and then also hear his remarks afterwards, it was completely blown out of proportion, in my opinion. Like, number one, you got to take into account who's involved. Okay?
Yeah.
They're like 16, 17-year-old.
Yeah, asshole teenagers. Like we
just
all were.
Just idiot, don't know much teenagers. Yeah. And they're just kind of ignorant. They're just kind of going along. They're in a Catholic school. So I went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Not up through high school, but I went to Catholic school. So I kind of know that mentality.
Yeah.
Especially, just the awkwardness you could see. But what was happening was, there was this, black Muslim extremist group of, four guys sitting out there for a long time, like well over an hour, just, I don't know if you've ever been in New York City and seen these types of guys or in any big city where they just spew hate towards any race. Like they're calling out Jewish people, and even they said something like they were, it was just ridiculous. Like, these crackers, blah, blah, blah. And they're probably 100 feet away from this big group of all white teenagers.
This is sounds terrible.
Who are just waiting for a bus. They were waiting for their bus because they were on a school field trip from like Kentucky.
Okay.
And so they're waiting for the bus, and they started because they're, you know, they're in D.C. They were there for a pro-life march, and because there was like all these demonstrations going on, they started singing like their school spirit song.
Mm.
And you can hear it. It's not, which is never anything really like bad and racist. Yeah. It's just a school spirit song. Because again, they're like 16, 17 years old. They're like, ah, whatever. You know, they're just yelling and screaming, being stupid.
Yeah.
And then, so what happened was, is that that Native American guy, he starts walking over to try to diffuse what seemed to be tension between the two groups.
Yeah.
And you see it. I've seen it in the video. The guy's following this guy, banging on a drum, just going, you know, and he starts walking through the crowd. And people didn't really know what to do, especially the kids. They started partying the way.
So the Native or the Indian guy with the drum is working his way through.
He started working his way through the crowd.
Because the way I, again, off the 2 minute clip I saw, it seems like he's part of a circle or something.
Not in the least. At all. And you see it in video that he starts walking through this crowd of kids because I think he's trying to, like I said,
he's trying
to break it up, maybe do a peace song or whatever he was.
Yeah.
And he's, and people are like, and they started doing the, you know, the, was it, the Florida
and Braves and
stuff like that. They started doing it because, again, they're 60. They're like, they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
And the one kid who you saw is just kind of like laughing at what's going on.
Yeah.
He doesn't see all of a sudden this old man, like a stranger. Remember, you got to put yourself in like a 16, 17 year old sheltered Catholic school kid. Just starts coming up to him, banging a drum, and walks right up to his face.
So the old guy walked up to the kid.
100%. 100%.
Okay.
And just stared at him and banging his drum.
So the kid just held his ground and just stared back.
Right. The Indian guy didn't walk around him. Like, he was walking through the crowd. Nobody like, gave him a hard time. And just walked up and just kept banging the drum. The kid's just like, smiling like a total idiot.
Yeah, he's
like a total nervous, awkward.
Yeah, he's got a weird smirk on his face.
Oh, he totally does. You just again, because of the context that the media put it, which again, I'm not right or left. You know, like I just it does depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But the way the media spun it was like they confronted this group of like Native Americans who were peacefully singing with like MAGA hats, and they're saying build that wall. I never heard it in the video, like. It was totally different than what they portrayed. Mm. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter your you know, whether you like, you agree with Trump or anything. Like, that's their priority to be able to wear a hat. Like, you can wear what you
want. Absolutely.
Just like those guys who were screaming before, like the black Muslim radicalists are screaming, you know, crackers, and you guys are incest babies, they're calling them. To the kids.
Fuck no.
Yep. God, totally. Like, the 17-year-old kids, they're calling on all this stuff, and something about Jews and all this, all these other things, and so you got to take the whole thing into context. But they don't do that. And
so
the
really,
media totally again, the right.
Yeah, they never do though.
They never do it.
So yeah, if you're really soaking in the whole situation and everything going on, I have to say, that's a group of teenagers pretty well keeping their composure.
Yeah, pretty much. There was never any, and you saw it in the video, like there was never any like malicious or any threat.
That's what I couldn't understand, because with the context of the video, I mean, they're already making, you know, demonizing the kid in the MAGA hat. So I watched the video, and this helps us, you know, I am Native American for anybody who wants to blow off the handle about that. I watched the video, and I'm trying to understand what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. Especially in that, like, 30-second
video. The only thing that pisses me off in the video is this kid's got a fucking stupid smirk on his face.
Oh, yeah. It's totally punchable.
And, like, and if you associate thoughts with that smirk, then it can make you mad at that kid.
Exactly.
But to find out what's actually going on.
Yeah, and I encourage you to watch the video. It's really interesting. And then he wrote, like a letter, like addressing the situation himself. He's like, listen, this is what really, these are the factual events about what happened.
Yeah.
And he kind of outlines basically what I just told you, and it totally lines up with the video.
Because his school's
the
already full saying video. They're going to get punished.
Yeah. It totally lines up with the entirety of, like, the long video, and that you can totally see. And he's just like, I was just smiling because I wanted him to know I'm not going to be an aggressor. I just stood there, and he didn't walk around me. He just stopped.
Well, I mean, now that you put it this way, so when we were in the mall in Boise, Idaho this weekend, the local theater was promoting Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And one of the guys from the show is in this lady's face who's just trying to shop, and he's singing the song SOS, mm-hmm. just completely serenading her in her face. And that's an awkward feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's sitting there looking just like that kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's somebody in her face right now doing something, and she's being polite.
Right.
But doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, doesn't know what to do.
And if you think about the situation, the exact same way.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was total BS, what that kid's doing. I can't stand that with media, the light or the left. It's a total misrepresentation of the facts. And that's, again, we were talking about, like, this is the stuff that people who still, like, support Trump and everything, because that's what he calls out. Like, this stuff is what gives him power.
Yeah.
It's the left kind of feeds this.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it gets tripped up and it's called out. And you're like, well, I guess, you know, what? We don't really know the whole story. Like, what really happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it just you sitting over there shaking your head, looking at your phone? I assume you're watching the video, the longer one, or?
Oh, no, it's just laughing at coincidence.
Oh.
Why? Well, okay. Oh, just in
general? Yeah, like, the first thing I pull up is, like, you know, coverage of fucking kid, whatever, the MAGA-wearing hat kid. And, like, I've never, like, the only place I saw it was on Twitter, but it literally came out 4 hours ago. So I was just like, oh, well, that's what I'm listening to on the way home.
Pause for a second.
Greg is pausing. Hip.
Making sure Fairly's not down there eating damn trash.
That'd be weird.
Well, she's on her new diet, so she thinks she's hungry all the time because she doesn't get filler, like from dry dog food.
Yeah.
Because she's eating straight.
Just straight
meat.
Like meat. Damn. That's weird that we feed our dogs like that.
Yeah, she eats straight raw meat, fermented cow's milk kefir, which is like a thick, it's like in between milk and yogurt. And then the gross thing is the fermented fish stock, but it's full of vitamins for her, but it's gross.
You ever tried eating dog food?
Did you say you ever try eating dog food?
Unfortunately, yes, because in second grade, this guy actually came to our class. I have no clue what the fucking point of this whole thing was, because all I remember was you ate a little piece of dog food and he gave you a fun-sized Snicker. So I ate the dog food and
it just tastes like... What school did you go to?
I went to Clark County in Las Vegas, which was like bottom three school districts in the country. Yeah, I went to a terrible school.
Oh, yeah, they're feeding you dog food.
Yeah, I have no clue literally the fucking point of this. Like, this guy literally came to my second grade class, like, maybe sang some songs or said some story. And at the end, I remember, eat a piece of dog food, get a fun-sized Snicker. So,
oh, my God.
Like, if you put
it like, was it a hard piece of dog food?
Yeah, it was dry food.
I used to have a friend who would eat dog food.
I mean, you can. There's
just like every once in a while, though, he'd be like, just I think he thought it was funny or something like that. It was just weird. He's like, all right, dude.
He secretly really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There was one time back in Florida, I used to just hang out in my bedroom watching Netflix and getting high a lot. I really had no life. Like,
really?
Yeah, I only lived there for 2 years. I didn't make a lot of friends.
Oh, okay.
My mom sent Fairly, my dog, this like duck jerky that was like marinated and all this other shit, and it was definitely dog food, but
oh really,
but like it was close to my bed all the time where I was just hanging out.
Yeah.
No, but it just, I was always smelling it and seeing it, and I had to like put it away somewhere. I looked at a piece one time.
Are you sure it was dog food?
Yeah, I had to. It was probably like cheap parts and shit, because like it looked like jerky and it smelled good, but it was definitely like, again, I didn't try and eat it, but it's just tough. Like, you couldn't rip it apart or anything with your hand. And,
oh, really?
But it was just annoying because it was, you know, you're sitting around high and hungry all the time. Oh, yeah. It's just tempting.
You eat duck, though?
Yeah.
I love duck.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not super impressed with duck.
I tried it, like, once.
I love it. It's nice and fatty.
You get that it's
nice,
very fatty.
Very fatty. Very fatty. It's like, so good. Yeah.
It's like if you ever eat a wild turkey, it's all dark meat. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
That's good stuff.
Grow some of that shit in the lab, son.
Yeah, any new news on your
No, I haven't. I haven't really
meat front.
Get into it, but I know it's more and more common. Yeah. It's like same. I did see the meatless meat burger that like quote unquote bleeds. They like add beet juice to it and everything. It's like a veggie burger. It's supposed to taste just like a regular burger, zero meat, and it even has the like the juice.
Interesting.
And it's just beet juice?
Huh?
It says beet juice?
Yeah.
Here's one thing with, like,
it's fucking weird.
Like vegan, vegetarian food. I don't mind eating vegetarian and things like that. Just don't try and dress up what I'm eating like some other meat product.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want fake bacon or whatever. Just give me some good food and I'll cook
yeah,
it.
Yeah, some people, yeah. Some people do, though. Like, when I was doing it, I liked, one of the biggest things I missed was buffalo chicken fingers.
Okay.
And buffalo chicken wings. Stuff like that. You're not going to get the wing, so at least I set up for, like, a faux chicken finger kind of thing.
Okay.
And like, so I tossed that with, like, you know, buff sauce.
Okay, okay.
So that was kind of
all right, I get it.
A little
I
bit
get
different.
It. I get
But, like, a burger, like those black bean burgers are good.
Black bean burgers
those,
are good.
Oh, yeah. Certain, you know, in a certain way.
But, again, like, you tell me what it is. Like, I know I'm getting into a black bean patty and things
oh,
like that.
Oh, don't put
like,
quotes don't, around, like,
yeah,
chicken and
yeah, stuff like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
just, yes. For the most part, again,
yeah.
Like that was like I had no problem really kind of going like not eating meat for a long time, but the one thing was chicken wings.
I love chicken.
That was the biggest hangout that I was always I wish I ate chicken wings. Like beef. Okay, I don't even need a lot
I'm
of beef anymore.
Right,
even
yeah,
though
but,
I like it,
yeah,
I just
great,
don't eat it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, that was the only thing.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it, man.
You could. It's not that hard.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not that hard.
I got one of those air fryers. I've been making some pretty good chicken tenders.
Oh, I was
with
killing
those.
It?
Yeah, it's good.
It's
They're
good?
Nice and juicy in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
What about you do french fries yet?
Yeah, french fries come out good. I've cooked red meat in
have,
it.
Have you cooked?
To a nice medium rare.
Frying meat?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. So.
Wait.
I'll
have you done chicken wings?
No. Only
no,
tenders.
That would be the first fucking
only
thing
tenders.
To do. Oh, okay. Did you bread the tenders yourself?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. They weren't like regular store-bought. Did you, they come out nice and crispy?
No, everything I make is from
is it
scratch.
Crispy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crispy outside?
Yeah, nice and crispy.
Nice, man.
So,
I can get one of those.
Here's
they're
the
expensive,
thing,
though.
You got to pause it halfway and kind of readjust the food in there.
Oh, okay.
To get more,
yeah,
to
yeah,
change
yeah.
the surface
more uniformed.
Area. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. But, it, I mean, you literally pause it, pull it out, readjust
nice.
The food, put it back in.
Yeah, and french fries, you said, are looking
french
good.
French fries are good. Oh, french fries are great.
Solid.
I've even...
Nice crispy outside again.
Yeah.
We tend that, like, flaky...
Oh,
fuck
real good.
Yeah, man.
We reheated Christmas dinner in it, like the pork loin our parents made. Came out really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's good
well,
stuff.
Well, worth the... what are those, around about $100?
Yeah, you can get... The our size is a kind of a compact one for, like, 70. You would
okay.
need a bigger one than me if you were cooking for your family.
Yeah.
But...
Those
yeah,
are always cool.
They're in the $100 area.
I'd definitely like to have one of those. Sous vide as well. Would like
yeah.
to have.
What I would like now is if they made like a double shelf one. So I could have
yeah,
like
yeah.
tenders on the bottom and fries going at the same
yeah.
time. Because I had to, when I did tenders,
yeah.
if you want fries, I had to bake
or vegetables, them. Greg. You could throw some veggies up there. Everyone.
Yeah, once in a while.
Some Brussels sprouts up there.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I've just been making tenders and throwing
dude,
them on salads.
Some Brussels
and
sprouts on there?
That could be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be real good.
What are we talking about?
Air fryer.
How did you miss air fryer? This whole conversation.
Josh's been
that,
in there in
that
his
pen
own
really
world
hit you?
Time.
Yeah, bro.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Josh gets high real easy.
Yeah, I do.
It's
really?
Not hard. It's
low.
Not hard to fuck his life.
Oh, you got like a low tolerance. Yeah, yeah. I get a whole low like tolerance usually. I just kind of know right I
yeah.
am with it really easily.
Mm.
It's easy to go over that. Like those pens that I have, I like it's like a microdosing
yeah.
thing for myself. Just to counteract my medication, so I just kind of microdose and
yeah.
just kind of keep it at like a you know a little high.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't really use it to go really high.
Just like where you like know it's there, but like you're not.
Yeah, exactly. It just yeah. kind of like it kind of takes the edge off.
Yeah,
kind of deal. Because my medication, one of its side effects is like anxiety.
Mm, yeah.
So it just kind of takes that edge off a little bit, which is nice.
Yeah, I just have that naturally, so.
Yeah.
That's all right. It fucking sucks. I'm just like, but I only really get like really anxious if I'm high, though. It's kind of, I get paranoia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fight through that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like I said, everybody it affects everybody different.
Yeah.
That's what I hate, what annoys me when people just throw blanket statements about the
wonder.
Benefits and just like it benefits everybody in every such way and can
no.
cure everything. It's like stop
no,
talking.
Yeah.
You don't know
yeah.
what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Like Miranda has to take it easy or she'll.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody's body's different.
Yeah, yeah like
and
I rarely get the munchies ever. Like
yeah.
oh, God,
ever
I
happens.
Wish I had that problem.
I know, right?
And like I feel like it gets me really high, like really quick, and I get more paranoid than when I'm not.
Oh yeah.
High, so yeah.
Sure.
They're out to get you.
I feel like it's just because, like, my...
they're out to get you, man. They're watching you, yeah. Josh.
I feel like my high's just never focused anywhere.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just a million places at one time. So I feel like I'm just,
Yeah, I can get like that, but I can also use it for the inverse.
I use it for the reverse factor.
Yeah, the focusing. Yeah.
It only works for me if I'm, like, making music or if I'm editing photos. Mm.
Yeah.
To where it takes, like, meticulous...
Yeah, just zoning in. I get it. Yeah, man.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back to you in a couple weeks, and the three of us will crack some more of the world's greatest mysteries.
What we do best.
Other than that, until then, go Rams, and keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.